This is the Happy Hour Podcast. I'm Shannon, and I'm here with my co-host and dear friend, Dee, where we share our conversations with you. Conversations in which we do our best to show up in our most authentic selves and do the hard work of choosing love over fear. Welcome to the show. This episode is sponsored by Mind and Body Complete. If you are looking to find your most authentic self, your purpose, and experience life full of joy, check out Mind and Body Complete. They offer retreats, coaching, and tools to help you live a life you love. www.mindbodycomplete.com. Hi guys, Shannon's here.
And Dee.
And we have something so special for you guys. I'm super excited to do this. We want to run a contest, sort of. But we're so grateful for our listeners. You have no idea. And we love getting more listeners. And we love it when you guys share it, whether you text the episodes out to people, whether you email them, whether you share them on your social media outlets. It means the world to us. And we'd like to incent you a little bit. And so as most of you guys know, I host retreats all around the country as well as internationally. And one of my favorite spots is in the Central Coast of California. And that retreat is awesome. It's 3 nights, 4 days, and we take a trip to a local winery that's so much fun. It's yoga, meditation, farm-to-table food, just at a beautiful space, 30 acres of this gorgeous, gorgeous farm. So all within walking distance, too, of other wineries. All that being said, Dee and I would be so humbled and so grateful if you did one of two things: to be entered in a drawing for a free spot on this retreat, which, by the way, is $1,000 value. And so basically, if you share our podcast on your social media outlets and tell people why you love it, you'll be entered in the drawing. So that'd be one entry. And use the hashtag, please use the hashtag Happy Hour Podcast. So that way it's easy for us to find it, these posts, and get your name in the entry. And then also, if you do a review and then tag on the social media that you reviewed our podcast with a link to the podcast with the same hashtag Happy Hour Podcast, you'll be entered in the drawing as well. So you get a chance to get two entries if you do both. So
this is amazing. I'm so excited that you're doing this. Shannon's retreats are incredible. So post and share and get yourself entered.
Yay. So thanks, guys. And I hope to see you on the retreat. All right, guys. Welcome back to the show. I'm Shannon.
And I'm Dee.
And we have our special guest today that is actually a special friend. Oh. Today we have Stacy. Welcome, Stacy. Stacy, I'm just going to be honest right here while we're recording. I never say your last name right. So this is Stacy C. Hi, Stacy C.
Stacy C works. That's why I made it Stacy C, because it's like so intimidating. Carnaluti, but we're going to go C. I like it.
Okay, great. Stacy and I actually met her a couple years ago because she lived on our street where I live, and our kids are the same age, and we just connected that way. And I immediately was like, oh my gosh, this person is like crazy, crazy amazing. And then she was in a mastermind group for a while, and she's just amazing. She's doing some pretty big things. She's a coach, an author, a speaker, a mentor. She brings to me the power of God and faith into recovery, transformation, and just creating an abundant life. She's that and so much more. But welcome, Stacy. Welcome, welcome.
Oh, thank you so much for having me.
Yes. And so we invited Stacy for a couple reasons. One, she just has amazing messages to share, but she also just launched, like literally just launched, her newest book. She has authored a few books, but this is her newest book. And so it's got such a neat name. It's Egypt to Canaan. I'm saying that right, right?
Yeah, yeah.
I'm totally letting it known that I read the Bible, but I don't know what the hell I'm reading. But tell us about just the title of your book. What does that even mean?
The Bible is kind of like my native tongue, and that's where my spiritual awakening came from, the Bible. And as I was studying the Old Testament, it's the story about the Israelites getting out of slavery and into freedom. And so there it is. Egypt represents kind of an operating system of the world that's godless, and it's rooted in fear, and it results in lack and defeat. And that's where I used to live. And most of us, you know, many of us come from that kind of place, right?
Yeah.
And you end up addicted and in bondage and living from a scarcity mindset. And it's just like everything not free is what it is. Canaan represents a heavenly operating system. It's just godly. It's rooted in love. and righteousness, or right ways of living, profitable ways, and it results in freedom and abundance. And so as I was journeying out of addiction and bondage and darkness and into freedom, I realized that there were so many other people on this same journey that didn't have that same clarity of mind. I was like, well, gosh, it was so clear to me. You're leaving, you know, fear, and you're moving into love, and you're leaving lack, and you're moving into abundance, and you're leaving defeat, and you're moving into victory. It was just clear, clear, clear. And so many didn't have that clarity. And I realized that the clarity that I had was a gift. I mean, it was just helping me to move so quickly and swiftly and powerfully and joyfully. So anyways, I began to write. That's kind of how it started. And the book didn't, it wasn't titled Egypt to Canaan from the beginning. It was called Come Away, because I kept having these times, just these divine encounters with God. And it was like a sacred romance. And God said that the romance was no longer just for me. It was for others to share with the world. And so instead of going to the couch one morning, every morning I'd wake up at like 5:30, sometime before 6, before the world would wake up, before my family woke up, I would go into the living room and I'd sit on the couch and I would open up my Bible and I would journal and I would pray and read. And one day I was on my way to the living room and I stopped. Literally, I was like apprehended. And I turned left instead of right and went straight into my office, opened up Word, and I felt just led to begin to write on the computer. Wow. And that's where the writing began. That was 10 years ago. And so it was titled Come Away. And then a few years after that, I changed the title to RX for life, like prescription for life. Mm. And that was good for a while. And then all of a sudden, this book has been in the makes, you know, in the workings forever. And then finally, a few years ago, probably 2-3 years ago, Egypt Canaan, just bing, you know, it was very clear. And a lot of people don't have any idea what that means. So it's a great question.
No, I love it. Yeah. I actually kind of had an idea of sort of what Egypt to Canaan meant, just as the story in the Bible a little bit, but I didn't know where that name came from you. Just listening to your journey on the name makes me think of creative processes are like this, right? Like one of my hobbies is oil painting. And if you're ever painted anything, whether it's with acrylic or watercolor or something, everything's different when it comes to oil painting, because acrylics or watercolor or anything else, like once you paint it, it's done. Like it dries pretty quickly and then it is done, right? I mean, there's still a creative process in there, but it's done. Oil painting though, I don't know if you know this, it takes up to 6 months for the paint to dry on an oil painting. And so if you keep messing with it, you can continue to blend out colors. You can continue to change it. You can continue to develop it. And I am like you in that journey, in the sense like I'll do an oil painting. I'm staring at the wall because that's what I do, is I'll do oil painting and I'll put it up against the wall. And like a week later, I'll go, yeah, but I could add this.
Oh my God.
Or change this. Or maybe I should have, you know what I mean? And then I'll go back. I'll go grab my brush and I'll go back to the oil painting, and you'll never know where an acrylic, you could tell if you made changes.
Anyway,
it just makes me think of that with your book. It's like, well, maybe we should call it this. And that's just so like, you know, it happens. I think that's
Oh, that's great. I had no idea.
Your first sentence in your preface really, I think, will capture people, because you just said a little bit about being apprehended, but your very first sentence says, I've been apprehended 4 times in my life, twice by law enforcement and twice by God. Like, tell us about that.
Well, that was one of them, what I just described, when I just stopped, like, whoa. Yeah, I was arrested, you know, for shoplifting when I was a kid, and then for driving under the influence after a car accident, and I was taken to jail. And it was that night, you know, I woke up, not woke up, I sobered up at about 3 a.m. in a jail cell full of prostitutes. And I began to think, like, what in the world? Like, my decisions have led me to this place. Here I am, you know, not prostituting, but how many areas of my life am I selling myself short? You know, I knew that I had so much in me, like a lot of us. We know we're carrying something amazing, but getting that worked out is, I think, one of the reasons why we're here. But anyways, then I began a pursuit. You know, the courts told me that I needed to go to this school 10, which was kind of, you know, I had to start exploring my relationship with alcohol. And that they challenged me to 6 months sobriety. And so that's kind of what started to connect me to my spiritual roots and began my journey and pursuit of truth is really what happened. As I began to just, I just wanted answers. The questions began to bubble up. And so that was exciting because we can't make any change until the questions come, until we start to get curious, until we start to wonder. So that's what happened. And then God apprehended me, you know, for a purpose. And I knew, like, I am here on purpose, for a purpose. And this life is so much bigger than just me. So that was 23 years ago. And then the book, you know, was like 10 years ago when it got really, really clear, like, you're apprehended. And I swear every day of my life for 10 years, I was up before the sun writing. And that grace has kind of settled down. So I've been sleeping in a little bit lately, I've noticed. Like, whoa, what happened? You know, because there was so much, like, every day I was compelled to get out of bed. I barely needed an alarm. And my husband can attest to this. Every morning, poor guy, like, woke up to nobody. But he knew God had taken me. I had an assignment, a very, very clear assignment to write. So there's no more books coming. But right now, all my energy and everything is with this baby. This one was a big one. So
it is. It's a big book. I got mine. I ordered mine from Amazon. So guys, it's available on Amazon and Barnes & Noble and from Stacy's website. All that information will be linked in the show notes. But I got mine from Amazon. I'm on lesson 2 right now. And so I like how you broke this up. So talk to us about how, because what I wouldn't want anybody to do is get the book and go, holy shit, this is like, you know, it looks like a Games of Thrones. Like,
D might like that, but a lot of people would be like, forget it. It's 548 pages. And that's not smart. You know, like, when you write a book, that book could probably be 10 books or 5 books, you know? And I just kept feeling like instructed, no, this needs to be together in one book. It's like a resource. So the Israelites took 40 years. You know, they wandered around and through the wilderness for 40 years. And then Jesus came and did a wilderness journey in 40 days. And so I thought, oh my goodness, I can make the book 40 chapters or 40 lessons or 40 days, you know, however you want to do it. But I broke it up into 40 so that you could do, if you did one a day, it would be 40 days. You know, you could get through an awesome journey, or you can pick up the book and read 2 pages or 1 lesson, put it down and just ponder some radical truth or revelation throughout the day. And I wanted it to be that kind of a book that you could pick up, turn to any page, read a little bit, put it down and carry on and be like, ooh, because another one of my assignments is to provoke thought and to confront complacency. And God made that really clear to me. And that's uncomfortable for a lot of people. And I get it. Like, I'm not always a comfortable person to be around. I think I'm very friendly and I love people more than anything. But some people get a little uncomfortable. And I realize that that's why. Because just my way seems to be a little thought-provoking. And it seems to be a little confrontational. I don't know. I've carried that with me my whole life with health and fitness. A lot of instructors would know that. You know, when you teach fitness classes and you're health conscious and your food, you know, I've always been a pretty clean eater. I don't care what anybody eats. It doesn't matter. But when you're very aware of your own intake, other people begin to get a little bit conscious about theirs.
I have a question for you, Stacey. So I know that the message just seems really universal, right? Like, something that anyone can benefit from as long as they're coming at it with the right mind and heart and spirit. So this may be a difficult one, but do you have, like, a favorite lesson out of those 40, or is there something that just, like, sticks out as just something you're really drawn to?
Oh, that's such a great question. You know, because they all are my favorite, and that's why I put those 40, because those 40, those were my life changers. You know, the first one is take the scenic route, and it's like, there's always 2 routes in life. There's an enjoyable one, and then there's a suffering, you know, a route that always leads to suffering. And I see that daily. Why are we so quick to suffer? Why do we choose to suffer? Why do we feel like we need to be punished? You know, and so I kind of talk a little bit about that, you know, that it doesn't have to be that way. Like, we can choose an enjoyable route and it can take us to the places that we want to go in life. And I know you guys are into that too, just energy. What kind of energy are you carrying? If you feel like you have to do something, you're obligated to do it, or you should, you know, I always say don't should on yourself, because it's this constant, you know, weight of like, I have to do it the right way. And I just like to get rid of all of those lines. Like, let's get rid of right and wrong. Let's get rid of should and shouldn't. And let's just pay attention to where I'm at today. This is what is right now. This is what is. What's the next right move that's going to lead me in the way of peace and power and profit and joy? That's the route that we need to be taking. And that is a scenic. I call that the scenic route. And the Israelites could have taken the scenic route along the Mediterranean coast. It was beautiful. But there was so much fear in them that they wouldn't have been able to overcome their enemies along the way. And so there's obstacles, you know, there's challenges, there's things that are going to, you know, we're going to come up against these. I call them opportunities to walk by faith and not by sight is really all they are, right?
Yeah, that's awesome.
It's going to look like a terrible, awful giant, and we just have to recognize it for what it is, an opportunity to be who we really are. Anyways, there's another chapter called, you know, about perceptions in life. I talk about assumptions. Desire is expansion. Like, that's a huge one. Our desire is very right. And a lot of, especially Christians, tend to think that their own desires are somehow greedy or evil or dark, you know, and they're not. The desires of the heart are from God. And if we get really in tune and connected and led by those desires, they can lead us to beautiful places in life. And so desire itself is expansion. That is the thing that expands our life and prepares us for the increase that God has for us.
I love it. There's just looking at it, and there's 40, I'm not going to go over 40 of them, but just like some of them that pop out to me for both of you guys is, and I love, like, all of them I love, but anyway, know your why, find your mojo, get disciplined or get disqualified, own your power, live inspired. And that desires expansion sounds amazing to me. Let's see what else. Showing up, get out of your way.
I love that you're reading these because, you know, Stacey's explaining obviously the inspiration of the book and how it is so faith driven. And obviously you're using all these examples from the Bible. And I mean, I've shared with you guys, I consider myself to be more spiritual than religious, although I'm really interested in the Bible. So I'm excited to read this, and I find this fascinating, but I don't have the background, you know. But I love that you're going through the names of these lessons, because it proves really how universal it is, and that the skill that you have of taking just a really accessible language, like, none of those things feel out of reach to me, even though I don't have that same experience with the Bible as you do. So
I'm so glad that you're saying that. That was my goal, that I was supposed to write that book to everybody, not just to Bible readers. And I don't want to consider myself religious either. I feel like a religion is something that, you know, like, I'm trying to work my way to God. And I see myself as an extremely spiritual being as well, just having a human experience. And my spiritual eyes have been open just like yours. So the language in the book, I had some people proof it that were not as, like, because I can't.
Demon followers? Just kidding.
I didn't. You went away. I should have asked the demon.
You went away to, like, proof your book. Ask somebody who's the exact opposite to proof it.
Exactly. And I have to tell you that one of those people is my husband. And so my husband is, like, so not, you know, preachy and not, like, he just wants very simple language that he can understand. And so when I would tend to get off on a tangent and get a little too spiritual for just a natural mind, the Bible is written to the spirit. And so if you spend enough time in the Bible, you'll begin to write like the Bible. And that is to a spiritual being. Well, what about somebody who hasn't had an awakening yet? I want to reach those people too. And so I had people reading it that could help me write it in a way that could reach everybody. So I hope that that you would for sure be able to understand, but that anybody would be able to pick it up and absolutely understand it. And that was my goal. So I'm glad you brought up that point. That's really big.
So we got disconnected there for just a moment. My internet went haywire, but I had said that, you know, it reads really, really perfectly for me. And I'm not a big, this is going to sound terrible, but the Bible doesn't speak my language necessarily. I actually find that I fight the Bible more often than not when I'm in it. Mm. I tend to be like, why would he say that? Why would he do that? And I'm getting too much caught up in the semantics and not in the entire picture story. And so I'm working on that. But my point being is that the book reads really well to me. So, cool. Yeah, I mean, there you go.
I was going to say, before I started reading the Bible, I was going to 12-step meetings, right? So when I got arrested, I had to go to school 10, and then I'm seeing a therapist, and then I start my 12-step meetings, and then A Course in Miracles came across my path. So that's kind of really where I started. And so I never lost that. And I think that that background helped me to get really clear when I was reading the Bible. I was like, wait a minute, this is just love and fear again. You know, this is just profitable ways and unprofitable ways. This is just helping you or hurting you. So I had a clarity that a lot of other, you know, Bible readers or people that I was journeying with didn't seem to have. And that was a gift. It's just a gift. So
I agree. And what's interesting is I think all three of us on this podcast, on the show, at some point was really triggered, fired up, inspired, kicked in the ass, whatever, by A Course in Miracles. I know that I was, believe it or not, I did the dummy version first. Yeah, I remember Dee laughing. Dee's holding hers up. I remember Dee laughing like, I didn't know they had a dummy version. I'm like, I found the dummy version.
I said, you do not need the dummy version. You are more But talk about another intimidating book, you know, because it's certainly pretty big. And it looked to me, not a lot of experience with Bibles, but I feel like it looks like a Bible because it's big. I'm actually working through the lessons now. So I've read the text, most of the text, but I'm currently working through the lessons. I've been doing it every day since July 17th, which is my birthday. So I'm hoping to do a full year of Course in Miracles. But Stacey, you may have already said this in how you were talking about this book, A Course in Miracles, but what is it that you, what resonated with you from A Course in Miracles that shows up in your book and just, you know, your philosophy?
The clarity between love and fear. Either you're making decisions from fear or you're making decisions from love. And that was huge for me. And that everything's an illusion. Everything I can see, touch, this is all an illusion. And the real stuff is invisible. And so things like that, that I really grasped in Course in Miracles, I was able to carry that over into the Bible. You know, as I began to study the Bible, I was like, wow, I love that I had that foundation. I love it. So those were the biggies for me.
Yeah, that sounds so awesome. I am still in the maybe not even halfway through the Course in Miracles. And I keep doing this thing where it's like, I'm so into it. And then I set it down. And then months later, I'm like, oh my gosh, what am I doing? And I get back into it. I don't know if that happened to you, Dee, the first time, or Stacey, for you.
Oh, yeah. Oh, for sure.
But the language to me is much more accessible than the Bible. But again, that's that whole battle that I'm having with the Bible. So I'm hoping once I get through the Course in Miracles, then I can maybe even go back to the Bible and find, like, the language I think will speak differently in my head, if that makes any sense.
Yeah. And you know, some Bible read, like when I read The Course in Miracles with Hugo, with my husband, he's like, what are they talking about? Mm-hmm. You know? So it does. It just depends where your roots are, where you come from. So
where you started from. Yeah. So Stacey, I'm just your average person. You don't know me. What are you hoping I'm going to gain from your book?
Lasting change and rich fulfillment.
I love it.
Yeah, I believe in transformation. I believe that true change sticks. And that was my experience. 23 years ago, I changed and I haven't turned back. My life continues to carry on in the same direction of more and more freedom and more abundance and more love and more power and more God. And I believe that that's possible. And a lot of the behavioral modification programs out there or transformation programs are not speaking to the spiritual man. And so the change is temporary. You know, people get success for, you know, 12 weeks or 6 months or maybe even a year if they're lucky, but they return to their old ways. And that's what we know. That is the truth. that in the natural, we cannot sustain change. We are spiritual beings, and without being connected to a spiritual source of supply, we are not ever going to experience true transformation, which is lasting change. And we're also not going to experience fulfillment. So I might be disciplining myself to godliness or disciplining myself to any goal, but that's not going to stick until it turns to wholehearted devotion. We're not really going to experience the fulfillment of reaching a goal or experiencing success. You know, I can make all the money or do all the work or finish the project or get the car, get the house, get the relationship. I can do all these things and check them off my list. But are you fulfilled? Like, why isn't that giving you what you really want? Well, it's because you're a spiritual being, and anything in the natural is not going to satisfy you. You need to be connected to a spiritual source of supply. And that's, it seems to me that that's what's missing in a lot of the programs out there. And so that's why I believe this book is so important for the unfulfilled woman, for the addict, for anybody that is noticing themselves going around the same mountain again, or in very, you know, sick cycles of sabotage. Maybe you just, you get to a certain place, but you never can quite cross the finish line. You're noticing, like, here I am again for the 10th time. I'm at this same place, but how come I can't get over that wall? You know, what is it? And so you end up sabotaging success, whether it's weight loss or relationships or business, you know, pursuits, whatever it is. And so I believe this book could be the missing link. So
awesome. Stacey, yeah. Awesome. Well, I'm excited for the launch. I feel like a little kid, like when I got my book, and this is mainly because Stacey's such a dear friend of mine, but also just because Dee and I, you know, on our mastermind calls, we were always like, is the book ready? Is the book ready? You know? And so I've been so excited to have this book in my hand, and I'm so enjoying it. And I'm just so excited for you, literally bursting at the seams. And so you guys,
love you.
Everybody listening, I really don't think you will regret making the investment in this book, but more importantly, in the investment in you while you read the book. So
yeah.
I think it's going to be awesome. Yay.
Yay. Thank you so much. I love you guys.
Thanks for being on here. I'm so grateful for you, and grateful for you, Dee.
Grateful for you guys. Thanks, Stacey.
Yes, you're welcome. Thank you.
Thanks so much for listening to our show. Don't forget to subscribe and share with friends. And if you want to pose a thought or question to us, which we would love, visit us at www.happyhourpodcast.org.